Question number four. This was the toughest landing area we have attempted to reach on the moon. Describe what it was like flying into it.
Well, I think to begin with, we had every confidence that we could get to the landing site. The trajectory had been modified such that we had adequate clearance over the mountains. And the first sight I had out the window was somewhere around probably 9 or 10,000 feet as we passed down below the upper elevations of Mount Hadley. And I could see Mount Hadley to my left before we pitched over and saw the plane at Hadley. And that was probably as impressive a sight as I've seen. The landing itself, once we pitched over, was somewhat of a surprise in that the cratering was much more subtle than we had expected. There was a great lack of any large fragments or boulders on the surface. It was apparently quite smooth, and those rather deep craters, which we had anticipated using as landmarks, because of their subtlety, did not appear quite as readily as we had hoped. I think we did recognize our relative position east-west of the rill because of the size of the rill itself. I think we were a little off in the north-south, but close enough to handle the traverses of the rover. And I think that having a vehicle such as that enables us to go into more complicated, difficult landing areas because it's not necessary to land on an exact point. We can take advantage of our mobility and land anywhere within a certain prescribed area, which was initially our goal on this flight.